Last spring, then-Milwaukee Archbishop Rembert Weakland appointed a citizen panel to review sexual abuse allegations involving clergy in the Milwaukee Archdiocese. Weakland has since retired amid abuse claims involving him. And the head of the panel, Marquette University Law School Dean Howard Eisenberg, passed away before the report was completed. The panel has now finished its document, and one of the latest recommendations outlines how the Archdiocese should respond when it gets a sexual abuse report. The panel's new chairperson, Anthony Kuchin, says the outline tries to balance the rights of the accuser and the accused.
Justice is frequently found in the procedures that are used to work through differences of opinion between someone who feels as though they have been abused and another person who says, no, I didn't abuse. And this is a process which we hope will get as close to the truth in these cases as is possible, as humanly possible.
The first step in the plan reinforces the Archdiocese policy to refer abuse reports to the district attorney. The panel's report also says the Archdiocese procedures for handling abuse allegations involving minors are excellent. But Peter Isley of the victims' rights group, SNAP, says the commission came to that opinion without interviewing victims.
There are plenty of questions about how the Archdiocese has handled these cases, not on the side of the priests, but on the side of the victims and their families. And that's what's frustrating for us, is to see these conclusions made, and nobody's been interviewed. The commission didn't talk to anybody.
Isley says the Catholic Church also needs to tell more about abuse cases involving men from religious orders who are not diocesan priests. Isley is happy that Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan has scheduled two listening sessions for clergy abuse victims, and Dolan has apologized for past abuse. Isley and Dolan spoke for several minutes after a news conference in an unusual scene well documented by photographers and TV cameras. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.